So as I'm sure anybody that works in an office setting, you know that there are potlucks for Thanksgiving. If you've ever worked a white collar job, you know that they like to have their little like Thanksgiving thing. Something happened when mine came up where everybody signs up and they're like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I always do the sweet meatballs. That's what I do. That's what I do in mine. And but when the sign up came out, a lot of people put something down. And I thought it would be so funny to put something really obnoxious down. I was like, should I write haggis in for the Thanksgiving potluck? You just see people be like, don't fucking bring that.
No, the worst part is that no one would say anything to you. You just go through all the work to make haggis and no one would eat it but you.
No one would eat it.
So it'd just be like this colossal waste of time.
This would be awful. It'd be so gross.
Be so sad.
Yeah.
I would be the one coworker that was really disappointed when you don't show up with haggis.
I do want to try it. I want to try it and make it and stuff like that. But I always love the idea of like somebody bringing just something awful to a potluck and everybody being like, why'd you bring that? So here's my challenge for you tonight. In this episode, talk about what would be the funniest or worst thing to bring to a potluck. If you wanted to just, like, piss everybody off, or you just wanted to really get some reactions, what would you bring?
What's that weird fish or strumming or something like that?
Strumming, yeah, that one. The one that's, like, the fish that you open up a can of it, and it completely gasses out an entire kitchen immediately.
Whoa. It's like, why does this food item exist?
Fermented shark. I've had that before. Wait, when I was in Iceland.
What is this?
It's fermented shark. So it's shark that basically is caught in Iceland that's left to sit outside in a shed for a certain amount of time to a point that you can just peel the meat right off of it. And it is rancid.
I was going to say, that sounds... Yeah.
Yep. You try it and then you take a shot of Brenovan right afterwards. So that's kind of helps. But it's still bad.
You're chasing shark with alcohol.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh yeah, no, it's
the other way around.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
What I would do is I would bring a cheese that looks tasty,
okay,
but tastes terrible.
One of those,
so that everyone would get some and they'd take a bite and they'd be like, "Oh,
just bring a stack of Kraft singles, then."
Not cheese product.
Yes. I'm talking like the cheese that only a fine palate could appreciate.
Oh God, I'm thinking of that really like dry cheese. There's like, there was a cheese I remember having, and it was so, I don't know the word, sharp tasting, like that. It was kind of like you, like it almost like it had a burn to it, but it wasn't spicy. It was just so strong.
That just the pungency of it.
Yeah, and you're just like. Because I remember having a cheese that it was, like, good the first couple bites, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm done. Like, this is enough.
I've had a really stinky cheese like that once before, and I didn't remember liking the experience.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, God, this is...
There was one time that, I don't know what family celebration that it was, but like they had some cheese on the coffee table, and it was just like, you know, snack cheese or whatever. But it was one of those ones that like after a while it starts to like stink, and my mom was like, "Who stepped in dog shit?"
Yeah,
she was like, "Jake, did you?" And I was like, "You looked at my shoes already." I was like 9 years old. It's like, "You already looked at my shoes. I didn't step in dog poop." It was like 15 minutes went by. People were trying to find out it was the cheese.
Wow. Yeah,
so I don't know what cheese it was, but there's cheese out there that smells exactly like dog poop.
All right, what was the potluck,
like jellied eels?
What was the potluck question again? The funniest or worst thing?
Yeah. Like what could you bring that would just like totally like off like be like a funny or gross? Like let's go that angle.
I feel like a fun prank, depending on who this is, would be to take like an awful candid picture screenshot of somebody in Zoom and then go get a giant face cake made out of it and then just like show up before anybody gets there and like leave it and then don't own up to it.
Whoa.
Be like, what the fuck is this? And like you do it It's funny if you do it to somebody who could take a joke, or it's like fucked up if you do it to someone you know is going to take offense to it.
Who's going to get really upset about it?
They're going to see it, and they're going to be like, what is this? And then just, no one's going to own up to it if you don't.
No.
And you just make sure you get in there. Like, you know when the office comes in, you know when people are there, you just
go,
you drop it where the party's going to be, and you just ditch. That would be a great prank.
That would be really, yeah.
It's Zoom. You can get some pretty gnarly screenshots if you want to, if you just sit there and like wait for it.
Right. Just get something really unflattering. So like people just like, what the hell?
Somebody like accidentally picks their nose. Ooh, and you're just like ready at the trigger.
God, yes. It's a good idea. Listeners, you should be writing these down. These are all good ideas.
I just thought of that. I'm like, that's a great idea.
That's brilliant.
I can't think of really too much funny wise, because when I try to make food, I try to make it actually decent. But I have made accidental things in the past that could be categorized as funny, like making homemade kimchi and making it way too strong.
Oh, okay.
So to a point that you're just like eating it, and you're like, yeah, this is good. And then it's like, oh no. Like, you just feel it rolling through your body.
Oh, God. Yep.
Yeah, because I like making spicy things that kind of have like a slight burn to it, but sometimes, you know, I fuck up the recipe by adding a little bit too much garlic or too much pepper, so you're like, get someone going, oh, this is good, and then they take a second bite, they're like, yeah, I'm good, I'm done,
yeah, that's enough.
Have all this, then I have this entire bowl left, I'm like, oh, shit, all right, I guess I'll eat it.
Which, why do you hate Mark?
I don't hate. I just like spicy things because it makes me feel better. It opens my sinuses up.
Man, kimchi at a Thanksgiving potluck would really work well.
That's a side, yeah.
Yeah. Get to eat that with some turkey and some mashed potatoes and gravy. Ooh, man.
I mean,
I might bring some kimchi to my work.
But you were saying it before, haggis. I was like, I've had haggis before. It's not the worst thing I've had, so.
I'd try it.
I said the fermented shark is still the worst, but. Haggis is just. I don't know. Like, I remember having it and then also given. What was it? I was a whiskey afterwards, too, because it was held. It was traditionally supposed to go. They're like, here, try some of this. I was like, sure, why not? And they're like, here, take a shot. And I'm like, all right.
You'll need this.
Yeah. So,
this reminds me of something happened recently, actually. So, whenever we carve a pumpkin, we always, you know, carve it, and I always ask my little one, "What do you want me to carve?" And she'll draw it, and I'll carve it for her. But we always take the insides, and we take the guts and the seeds, and then I'll bake the seeds, and then Hannah will turn the guts into a pie or something like that. So she wanted to make a pumpkin soup. And so she had the crock pot ready. She got like all these different ingredients and the pumpkin guts and all that kind of stuff. And she let it cook for a while and it was really bitter. And we couldn't figure out why. And I was like, maybe we just need to add something to it. I was like, maybe there's just something in like the natural flavors or whatever that we need to offset. Let's add like a cream, you know, like to kind of like offset it. Turns out some pumpkins through accidental cross-pollination can get something called cucurbitacins, and they are chemicals that cause gourds to become bitter and become toxic.
Whoa!
Yeah. So one of the things that happens. Here it is. While eating bitter squash probably won't kill you, it can make you unwell. In one case, a woman who ate bitter pumpkin soup experienced nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, and hair loss.
Oh,
interesting.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bad things at once.
It's a lot of bad things. I've had food poisoning. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I've had the first three, definitely. But to experience hair loss is wild.
See, I thought you were about to say something, because my dad used to tell me stories about how his mom would make, like, homemade pumpkin pie by, like, actually taking the pumpkin, scooping out everything, and make everything. And he was just like, nah, it's too much work. He's like, nah, this, you'll be surprised how long it freaking takes to actually get it to a point that you're like, oh no, this is good to go into pie, and then actually eating it. just buy it in the can. It's fine.
Yeah, Hannah makes like apple pies, and those are like easy enough. But pumpkin head, that's a really difficult one to do.
Yeah, apples pretty easy, but
apples are ready to eat anyway, so it's not hard pumpkin, to put them in a pie.
Yeah, pumpkin, you got to have the right amount of sugar, spices to put into it. I mean, got to let it sit, because if you cook too long, then it'll become like hard in certain spots. It's, but pumpkin seeds, delicious.
Yes, yes. Oh, that being said, I'm not cooking the pumpkin seeds now because. How could I trust the pumpkin seeds when the pumpkin itself had probably had too much toxins in them? It's just tragic.
I don't know. I feel like John would know about it. He'd be like, nah, you're fine.
John, tell me about it.
I'm not a gourd guy.
Well, what gourd are you?
The tree kind.
He's a leaf leshy, not a gourd leshy.
Well, we're going to cook up a tasty episode tonight, boys. Because last episode, you guys handled some bruisers and some Scarlet Triad thugs. These guys were professional bullies, was a really good way that Kelly put it last time. But you made one of them flee immediately, which was awesome, Kel. And then you guys funneled them into this hallway and just handled these guys left and right. But the episode ended with the last Scarlet Triad bruiser calling the rest of his friends weaklings or useless, whatever it was, and then running into the room that you guys now know has more people in it. So his turn just ended. He ran off. He ran off into the room, and you heard his feet just. So Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Ooh. Okay.
I will keep us in initiative. Unless you say you guys are like stepping back.
Right. Let's see. Kezra Elkwood untouched. Benson and I were the one who took beatings. Benson, are you hurt?
No, I don't believe so. Well, let me check my character sheet.
So I remember Grimshaw tried to heal you at one point and got his hand broke in the process.
Yep.
Oh.
Or not broke, flavor broke.
Flavor broke, no. Yeah.
A flavor break.
I'm down 70.
I don't have any focus points.
Ooh. That's a tough one.
Yikes.
I have one actually, left.
I may not have focus points, but...
I've got healer's gloves.
Did we not buy any dang potions? Like, we got all this money. Jake's like,
apothecary in a town with two buildings.
We got a bunch of potions. We got potions in our inventories. I think we might have bought some.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. Oh, dang it. I do see it, yes. I have one moderate healing potion on me right now. So I am going to spend one action to draw and one action to drink, and I'm going to get myself, ooh, doggy, 3d8 plus 10, and then I have one more action. I think I'm going to play it safe, and with my last action, I'm going to raise my shield. So, 26 points of healing.
All right.
Pretty dang good. That's my turn.
After that, it comes to Elkwood Grim.
Okay. He's going to move up at this point, so with one move action.
You're in the room now, I see.
Yes. He is going to slink around the outside. He's basically looking if he can see anyone, and he's not seeing anyone.
No. So let me... from that angle, I'll say that you can see there's a bunk bed across the hallway. So you can see down the hallway where the curtain was. And then
past the bunk bed.
Yeah. past the curtain is... it looks to be like an alcove that goes directly north. And then you can see a bunk bed on the far corner past that little alcove.
Wait, so I forget, is the curtain, like...
Curtain's gone, because a fireball went off in the room.
That's right. Okay, so the curtain's gone. See, that was two move actions to get up there, so he's just trying to get a glimpse of something. Let's see here. Final, he's gonna be there.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's just trying to get a view, and he's not seeing anyone. So
no, no, you can tell from the angle you were at that it goes west and then it turns back south. So you'd have to go like into the room or into that hallway to kind of peek around the corner if you wanted to see anything. Yeah. After that, Benson.
Okay, I am going to.
Grimshaw's going to call out to Benson and say, Benson, don't forget about your silver tongue mutagen. And the silver tongue mutagen, which a lot of us have, would give you a +2 to intimidation checks. Oh. No, I'm sorry, +3 to intimidation, oh, wow. Deception, diplomacy, and performance.
When did
the
we
drawback,
get this?
I don't know when we got it, but it's in. It's I have one. You
don't
have
ask me
one.
The GM. I don't know.
Yeah. So plus, you could get a +3 to your intimidation if you drank your silver tongue mutagen.
Do we want to use that yet, though?
I mean, the duration's. I mean,
man.
If we're gonna be in a combat where we're gonna be intimidating a lot of, like, there's gonna be a lot of enemies. Then you could get your money's worth by intimidating a lot of
honestly,
people.
Honestly, Kessler's never going to use this, so you could have my Benson.
Yeah.
Oh, yay. So you could have two. So you could use one now and use one later.
Sure. I'm down.
Take
them
both right now.
It's way more useful in your inventory.
Trickle.
Okay, I'll down that.
Don't assert silver.
+3 to your intimidation.
I'm then going.
It's
sorry, go ahead.
You ready? Your features become striking, and your voice becomes musical and commanding.
It's like Squidward when he became hot.
Yeah,
he becomes
but it's
more
a
chiseled.
Yeah, it's a mutagen, so there's drawback. So it says, though emotions cloud your reason, so you become like more emotionally charged. So like your lores, like Arcana, crafting, occultism,
yeah,
society.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we all know that we really rely on Benson's. Knowledge checks.
Sure. Okay, so that was one action to pull out, one action to drink.
One action healer's gloves.
Okay, there we go.
Nice.
I'll roll for that.
Okay. While he is rolling for that, Kesra, it is your turn. What would you like to do?
Kesra will cast Warp Step to get himself. Ooh. Here. I think that's.
And where is here for the audio listeners?
So I went right past where the curtain burned down, so and starting okay. to enter the room which the other guy fled.
Yep. As you look in the room, I'll go ahead and read it for you now, since you're pretty much in there. This cave has 4 natural alcoves containing bunk beds. That's it. You see some footlockers. You see this little alcove here that seems to go out to the outside toward the quarry. Other than that, you don't see much else.
I'll raise a shield. I'll go with a little bit of caution, so I'll raise my shield.
Alrighty. Grimshaw, your turn.
Alright, back to Grimshaw. Grimshaw's feeling a little more healthy. He's still got his tattoo in the bank. So, he is going to move forward. Well, actually, I wonder if I could solicit a potion from. Nah, well, I won't try. I won't try to bum a potion off of Benson. I don't think that potion would do me a good. Anyways, I was thinking about the Drakehart mutagen, but it doesn't really work for me because of my armor, my dex cap, and my armor.
Oh,
so,
yep.
Yeah, at this point, we're such a high level that we might as well sell that one. Anywho, One of the things that I was kind of thinking about is Vermeer is kind of hopping through this cave. So if we were ever in a bind,
yeah,
and we had to escape quickly, Vermeer is going to be our slowest ally. So something for us to consider is we might have to pick up that bird and carry it out.
Well, yeah,
this large bird.
Yeah, this large bird. It'd be me and Benson. I guess Elk would have to be
technically helping. I mean, like,
you could just be like, still.
Well, okay, so here's the thing. If what they're saying is that you go up north and that pretty much leads out the other exit into the quarry or the entrance,
perhaps.
Well, that's one.
We don't know. These are,
you said these
big
caves were long too, right? So it was, yeah, like you've been walking.
Yeah, yeah. I believe I said it was 100 feet or something like that, but like of cave into this room.
Yeah. So I'm thinking it leads right out there because there were multiple entrances, which means that, you know, if Vermeer gets out there, he could just start flying.
That's a good point. Okay, so with that in mind, then I'm going to use 2 actions to activate my cloak. So I get that massive boost to my speed, which is awesome. And let me just pull that up again for my own. Gain plus 30 foot status bonus. So that brings my speed up to 60 feet of movement. So now with my last action, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, and I probably could have done that actually a lot better now that I think about it. Yeah, that's only 45 feet away. Oh. Whoopsies. All right.
Yeah, no,
45.
Use the ruler 50, tool.
55,
yeah,
60.
It's so much better.
All right, I get to here. What do I see?
All right, you see the same thing Kizra does. You see some bunk beds, some foot lockers.
Yep. What's to the north?
The north goes out to the quarry. You can look out that way. And...
Oh my gosh.
That's what he was saying.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I like completely missed that. My bad. What else is it? All right. That's my turn.
You don't have the excuse of a football game either, do you?
Do we know or did we see which direction the dude ran? Did he run south or did he run north?
You would have seen him run south. So you know that he went into this room and then
turn left.
So okay. It looks like he's following the general path. Is that the end of your turn there, Grimshaw?
Yep.
Elkwood.
Okay. First action, he's going to move in here.
All right. Next.
And you said there was a room to the south, correct, or no?
Yeah, if you look here, there's there's a hallway that leads that way.
Oh, okay, because I was like, it just looks like a brick wall. All right.
No, it says, what was the word that he used? Natural alcoves containing bunk beds.
Natural alcoves.
Yeah,
so he's going to do a full speed stealth.
Okay.
Here.
All right, you get to the corner.
Yeah.
Up the hallway, you see, are you ready for this?
No.
You are definitely not, because there are the bruiser that you shot up, another bruiser, and then 6 Scarlet Triad thugs.
Holy shit.
Yes. And as they see you, they go, fucking get him!
Yes. Well, that was my second action, so third action, going right back up here.
It's that scene in Star Wars where Han Solo turns and there's all the stormtroopers.
You will not believe lots about that. There's a lot of thugs. Wait, were they thugs?
So 2 bruisers and then 6 thugs.
6 thugs, my god.
So now they were delaying until you came in.
Oh.
So would he finish his action before they came out?
Yeah, the delay means they take their turn after,
and after
at the start of,
yeah, they don't,
and after whoever, whatever, you go in.
Okay,
but you only interrupt his turn.
Got it. Okay. All right, then they would all go at this point. So let me move them all around.
Probably very good that Elk had one more move action.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Let me do all of this.
No, it's great. I have Kip up though, so if they knock me down, I can just get up.
Four, five, six.
That's before they all use their stompy attack.
Yeah, the stompy stomps.
All right. Let me reveal them all in the initiative tracker. This initiative tracker is about to get ridiculous.
Woo! Oh, you mean there's an initiative tracker?
There sure is. So, Kelly, if you go and look at them.
Only 130-something episodes into the show.
156.
Oh, God. Yeah. I meant to say 50. I didn't.
Of course you did. Of course you did. All right. So they are all going to start taking their turns. So the first Scarlet Triad Bruiser is going to... Grimms, don't move yourself back up. What are you doing?
I'll tell you in my turn.
Okay. All right.
This is within the rules.
All right.
I made a mistake, okay?
I saw that. I was like, wait.
So first one is going to move...
Jake's like, here. I like your mistake.
Second one is going to move... here. And then he's going to use his third action to move right here. So he is now trying to block off Elkwood from the rest of the party.
Oh no. My acrobatics, what will I do?
The other bruiser will do that as well. And then the thugs will come and surround you.
So now they're blocking off the hallway from Grimshaw and I.
Yes. Yep.
Cut off.
Oh no. Skip but my percentages.
Man, they're all just coming around and surrounding Elk.
Yep. Man.
This is gonna be so good.
Jake,
good.
If you kill Elk, I'm just gonna make a more bastard character. I already have one in the works. That's gonna be annoying.
Kill me now and I'll be more powerful than you could ever.
I don't know how many of them are gonna get attacked during this round.
They are not.
They're not. Okay.
So yes. So that was all of their actions to move up there. So they came flooding out of this hallway surrounding you guys. So Elk went down and ran back up and was just like, oh shit! And then you see just eight people come running out of the hallway and surrounding Elkwood.
Fellas, one at a time. Only one man with two arms.
Benson, it is your turn. You were still in the other room at the hallway, but I don't see...
I can just see what is about to go down right now.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I was wondering how much you were able to see from there.
I can get behind him. But should I even bother?
Like, you think you
can... That
was
a question for you,
think you can acrobatics through all of them?
No, I know what he's doing.
I have a fucking cloak.
Oh, right, that thing.
We all just casually
forgot. I knew what you were doing, John.
I don't know. This is a big quarry, man. And that's a very valuable item you got there. And you only got one of them.
I don't know.
No, but just funny. Every day.
It'd be badass. But, you know.
Remember the last boss fight where I threw my dick into like five people and I got teleported out of a fucking tower?
Right.
Then I can't teleport me out of a tower. None of these guys look like wizards, I'll say that.
Okay.
One has a hood. Oh no.
Now, I problem is, if I don't do that, I don't have a way into this fight.
Bro.
You're right.
I mean, you know me, John. I always love when you make the bold and brash plays.
Remember when I teleported above a fucking Drake one shot it?
Yes. Yes. We all remember that.
Alright.
Gonna get down the history books.
Jake's like, he'll never let me live that down.
It was awesome. I loved it.
Yeah, okay. The other thing is nobody's going to be within 5 feet of me if I teleport to where I actually can. It's a little annoying.
Yeah.
And these things, these guys have pack tactics.
Right.
Also, Kezra definitely needs to back up once so I can acrobatics through. Well, actually,
Yeah. Well, if me and Grimshock, if I can trade places with Kezra, the strategy lives.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true. So we just need Kez, because there's the...
Can I get here?
In the curtain hallway, there's like, there's a two-man choke point that Kezra and Grimshaw are in, and then Elkwood is to the west, almost completely surrounded on every side. The only side he's not surrounded is a wall.
It's a stone wall.
Benson, you can delay until Kezra goes.
That's a good point. That's actually a really good point.
It's not like you're going to lose.
Yeah. I mean, Kezra's literally next. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Yep, Kezra.
Go ahead. So, Benson, if you're going to delay, then it will come to Kezra, who's the... Yeah.
Yep. Man, I have like crazy things I can do, but I'm just going to back up.
All right. One of them will take their attack of opportunity on you.
Okay.
That is going to be a... 34 to hit.
Hit.
Accurate, though.
26 of bludgeoning damage.
Liberating step!
13 points of bludgeoning
damage.
How
much did you say it was, Jake?
26.
How much did you take off?
13.
So, cut that in half.
And... So 13. Hold on. Damn. Hold on. No damage. I break my shield.
Ah, very nice.
So I don't take any...
Take that.
Since I'm moving to the back lines. And he's launching a fireball into the room. He's going to hit everybody, including Elk. But you know what? I feel like Elk can take care of himself.
I feel like you can trust me.
So reflex saves all around.
Yes. Do it.
All right.
I've been using the staff a lot, so I'm like, it's getting some use.
Yeah, getting some more mileage out of it. Okay, so there's a guy way in the back that I'll roll his first.
No, Elkwood, why did you laugh? And that laugh looked like a bad laugh.
No, it's a pointless laugh because it was a natural 20.
Oh.
So Kelly does a 43. Is that a crit success?
Yeah,
it's a crit success.
Okay. Wasted 20 on that.
All right, so... God. Let me. What's the DC?
Because I have so many people.
29. Okay. All right. So one fail, two fail.
To manage all their saves.
Yeah. I know. Another fail.
Man, remember? Was it another John, fail? Was it your bachelor party that I ran the game for?
Yeah.
And
the giant.
I did that like massive combat with like. Over 20 like orcs.
20 something orcs.
Oh my god,
yeah. Yes. There was like 25 orcs. And then there was like, what? 11 of you guys? Or it was like 8 or 12,
I think, yeah.
That was like
11 orcs. So basically, you would take your turn and you would wait about an hour and a half.
Hey, I built like an incredible Excel sheet just for that fight to track all of those enemies.
You did.
And I moved through them quickly. They had rollers, HP.
it was amazing.
Quick.
There is a certain point when you just need to use warfare rules and just... That was almost to that point. All right, so everyone failed except for the fresh Scarlet Triad Bruiser. So
whoa.
So what's the damage? And then I'll cut it in half for the last guy.
Yep. Let me roll that damage. 20 damage.
20 damage. All right.
Very average
nice
roll.
Just do, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You take that. You take that. You take 20. You take 20. The bruiser that was not hit yet, fresh one, is taken half. Okay. Alrighty. And that's your turn.
That's my turn.
Okay.
Grimshaw. Oh, yes, Benson,
that delayed. Yeah. Am I going to be fucking you over, Elk, if I go over there?
If I just...
Wait for Elkward to go.
Well, that's...
It's my turn, then Elkward. Elkward moves out of the way. Benson, you take your turn, you move up. Potentially.
Okay.
What do you think, Elkward?
I mean, the thing is, like, if Benson goes into space right next to him, and if I'm doing a tumble through, does that really... matter.
You can move through friendly spaces.
Yeah, because I go through a friendly space. It's also going through the one bruiser.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I have to be land one. Is that, so I don't think it matters.
That's what you're saying. Okay. That's what you're saying.
That, for a moment I thought about it. I was like, wait, but...
Yeah, the shield wall lives, brother.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, and I will take a swing at the ugly gent in front of me. No, first I will intimidate him.
Oh, there we go.
Yes. And you got an extra plus 3.
Plus 3.
I don't remember if this guy was intimidated yet, but it's been a minute.
It's a new combat.
It's not. I kept that initiative for a reason. But yeah, go ahead.
We're getting a plus 24 to this roll.
All right. Jesus.
So, 38.
That is a success. So he is frightened.
And you're flanking.
Yes, I'm flanking now.
That's juicy.
And I will swing at this ruffian.
Scoundrel.
That's a 3 on the die. Fuck me.
Nope.
I was like, really intimidating. And then I was like, eh.
Okay. After Benson Grimshaw. All
right. I think I'm the one that's right next to the west of Benson. Am I? Because like you can draw corners. Am I flanking with Elkwood or
I don't think so. I know that works on large, but I don't think that's going to work on medium.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to spend my first action to feint.
Okay.
The one that is frightened.
Okay.
And I'm going to use my new chonk D20.
Oh my god. What is that thing?
It's incredible. I was very fortunate to buy the Adventure Calendar, Greenleaf Geek's last run of their Advent Dice Calendar. RIP Greenleaf Geek, the business. But the creator is moving on to bigger and better things. Very happy for them. And so they were just including like freebies because they're just trying to get rid of stocks. Yeah. They had this chonk D20 that just sent me. So I'm going to roll this baby for my feint, which is a deception against your perception, DC.
All right.
Baby, that's a cracked eye.
That was
like, that's a 19. I'm like, no, that's a cracked eye.
Crack the audio with that fucking thing.
Yeah, that's so loud. You're popping.
I got my second cracked eye. I think I can't roll it in the dice tray. It's too big.
It's also loud as shit.
There we go. That looks like a Grimshaw roll right there. That is a 29 against their perception DC.
29 against perception DC. That is a fail, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, well, I got rid of the bad roll.
Okay.
So now we're going to do a good roll for this attack.
Good roll at the map.
No, there's no map. It's just a feint.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. That's why I did it. I was trying to, you know, be tactical.
Be tactical, get your own dice rolls.
Your bad luck.
Exactly. Hey, it worked. Not 20.
Oh my god.
Oh wow.
Let's go.
Fake it till you make it.
One thing I was gonna say is I'm gonna try to be nicer to Grimshaw from here on out until you piss me off again.
Well, there you go.
Not nicer to Tim.
That new year's resolution is gonna last roughly 5 minutes.
All right, are you using the bludgeoning or the piercing part of your Morningstar?
I'm gonna let the chonk D20 decide.
This hurts our ears so bad when you roll it.
I know.
1 to 10 is piercing, 11 to 20 is bludgeoning.
It sounds like you're under artillery fire when you roll.
Alright, piercing.
Oh, good. I'm glad you got this one. Piercing.
Woo.
The target is sickened 2.
Ooh. I need this
double damage.
Yes.
I forgot I got double damage.
I haven't rolled damage on this for so long.
My kidneys.
My kidneys.
My kidneys. 3. Oh, that's terrible. 18 points of piercing damage, but because of my rune, the one that sucks the very essence of the void of life, I get to add an extra d6 and roll to 1.
Alright, so an extra 1.
Alright, so yeah.
Is that doubled? That extra 1 doubled?
No, that extra 1 is not doubled because it's on top.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, because I typically don't get it.
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. So as the turns go, and then I see it's like Elkwood just sees Kezra line up a shot, and he's just like, "Oh no, I got this. Don't worry about it. I just have to roll 6 or higher, if even that." He dodges the fireball by using the bruiser in front of him, kind of like hides behind him.
or the numerous dwarves around you probably shielded you pretty well.
Yeah, you just picked up the dwarf and held him up. Yeah.
So he's going to tumble through the guy right to the right of him to get behind. So that'll be an acrobatics check, which plus 20.
And he has so many conditions.
It's a 35 acrobatics.
35 total acrobatics. That is a success.
Okay.
Nice.
So the bruiser that is above will take his attack of opportunity on you, though.
Okay. That's not true.
39.
Wait.
It's not a crit.
It's definitely not a crit. Okay, yeah, my AC's 31.
Okay, all right.
Wait, your flank.
Would it trigger after I move?
It might be after, because I think it's... If it follows the same rules as standing up, the move happens, and then you take the action. But,
well,
I don't know, because if you move far away, he can't attack you while you... If you've got...
Well, that and also if because of the fact that a crit can stop you from attack of opportunity can stop you from moving,
can disrupt the action.
Yeah, it would have to. So remember, you're flanked.
Yeah.
As well. So. So being flanked.
That would be a crit. That would be a crit. My AC is 31.
Okay.
Here's the question. So, a move action triggers reactions.
Yeah. I mean.
Okay.
No, I think
yeah,
we got it right.
Yeah, it says you stride up to your speed. Okay. Because I just saw like the failure condition for tumble through is your movement ends and you trigger reactions. Oh, as if you had moved out of the square you started.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So you're moving out of the square.
Yep.
Triggering.
It's
reaction.
Fine.
Okay,
I can attempt again.
That's true. So crit damage first.
Yep.
That's also.
58 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yep. Retributive strike.
Liberating step.
So 58 minus 26.
Yep.
So that's what? 32.
Mm-hmm.
And just per Jake's last instruction, we do this in initiative order. So my liberating step happens first.
Correct. I can't do anything.
Which you can't step anywhere.
But still get the damage reduction, but then Benson's would happen afterwards.
Yep. Yeah. And we all get to beat this guy with baseball bats.
We all get to hit him. We're all in striking.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
That might be a crit. I might have just rolled a crit.
Oh my god.
I'm blanking here.
39 is a hit.
Oh, seriously?
Yep,
he's flanking.
Yeah, these are the. Well, no, it's the one to the north.
Yeah.
Which is the one to the west of Grimshaw.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
That's,
so he does not have all the penalties.
No, this is the healthy one. Very healthy one.
Jesus, Tim.
Timmy.
Sorry, you're a fucking silicone mat.
Well, Benson's first.
Nope. Wait.
But I rolled.
Okay.
In case it wasn't obvious.
Yes, I heard. All right. So Benson, you hit, but it's not a crit. So go ahead and roll for damage.
Yep, rolling damage right now. What? It's not letting me see my roll.
It's a secret.
Mystery
damage.
15 points of damage.
15. All right.
Okay.
Alright, so through all that, takes damage. He's like, ow. Okay.
Wait, I got my strike.
Yeah, you get a strike too, Mark.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get a strike too, Mark.
I missed.
Oh,
okay. I got a 35.
35 is another hit.
Oh my gosh, I rolled the same thing as I did in my crit. A 1 and a 2 on the D8s. Oh. So it's 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
Hey, right. You know, damage is damage, man. And not only, it's damage outside of actions.
Our turn.
Yeah. Which is always the best damage. Free damage is always the best.
Free damage.
Okay, so that was your first action. So if you want to try again, it's map, right?
I think so.
No, it's just a move action.
Is it?
It's just a move action.
Well, it doesn't matter because that's a 17 on die for a 39. So,
let's go.
So I don't know if a crit does anything, but probably not.
I don't think so. I think you move really, really nicely through the ground.
So he does go through.
Yes.
Here, at this point.
Okay.
And that was the second action. And third action, he's going to hunt prey on. Wait, how's the bottom bruiser? I know he has all these conditions, but
he's got conditions. Yeah, you've hit him quite a bit, so I'm not gonna say that he's doing really bad, but he's taking significantly more damage than the other guy, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, then he's gonna switch his hunt prey.
Alright.
Premier is going to move up.
Dude, you know what would be dope right now is if we got Elk with that blunderbuss.
Oh yeah. That one that takes like a 28 crafting check to actually reload or something.
Yeah, but it only take one shot.
That's true. That's true. It's only one shot to fill the room with shrapnel.
Yes. Grimshaw's life.
You're off.
So in the excitement of my crit, I forgot to take my last action.
Okay.
I'm going to raise my shield.
Fair enough.
And then the reason why I moved myself on the mini-map, which our dear listeners could not see, I realized that my the speed I get from the Longstrider wand and the speed I get from my energy robe, they are both status bonuses, so they do not stack. Oh. So instead of 60 feet of movement, I only get 50 feet of movement. Oh. Only 50
feet. Only 50 feet in a full plane.
Yes. Even cheating.
Yeah, it's. No, actually.
Alright. Turn in your shield. Alright.
Turn in your shield.
The Scarlet Triad Bruiser that is. What does he have? Sickened and frightened. Sickened two and frightened. He is going to try and slug it out on Benson.
Bring it.
Right. So with frightened and everything like that, got a less to hit here. 36, however.
That's still a hit.
Okay.
Oh,
damn it. I hate these guys.
Yeah, they're so strong.
19 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right.
And then he'll do the knockdown, which requires the athletics check with frightened as a 26. I would imagine that is a fail.
Yeah, it's fair.
And then he will just do a kick right to your nuts. Natural 20.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no, you can't have children.
Come on. Right in the nuts. Kelly, pull a card that says right in the nuts.
ooh, this is potentially bad. This is bludgeoning, right?
Yes, foot.
Shield smack. The target must succeed at a reflex save or drop a shield it's holding.
Ooh.
So, okay. Reflex save against the creature's DC, their main DC.
Yeah, is it pointless to point out that my shield would have been fucking attached to my arm?
Well, the crit, he knocked it off your arm.
That's what the crit says, Jen.
That's what the crit dude.
30.
30. That is a fail, actually.
Wait, DC? No. With all the negatives?
Yes.
Sick.
Oh.
The negatives are on there, and it is missing by one, actually.
Oh, great. Oh.
You're kidding me.
Alright, is it regular damage or crit damage?
It's crit damage.
I'd like to point out that was a 15 on the die I rolled.
Whoa.
Your reflexes.
Oh,
his reflexes,
that's right. You don't have anything in dex, right?
No, my reflex is shit.
Yeah, wait, why would he?
Yeah.
What's your reflex?
Plus one.
No, your reflex save, I mean.
It's a plus 17.
I don't know how that's possible.
Is yours a plus 15? Okay.
Alright, so no Battle of the Fallen on this, so it's just the straight crit damage. 30 points of bludgeoning.
Man.
Great.
Then the next bruiser will... Wait, so that was... No, he can take another attack, because that was one for the two, the extra one.
He tried to trip. Oh, is a trip? He gets a free action
The pummeling flurry is one action to do the two attacks, and then he spends.
You tell me this every single fight with these guys, and every single time.
One of the difficult things about this is the fact that because they were built pre remaster, like the rules are a little funky. So that's why these guys have been so confusing. But kick. With frightened as a miss.
Yay.
Second bruiser. Seeing Benson with no shield. It's real juicy.
Well, the thing is, too, they're not letting the thugs at all near, so that's something.
It's going to be swing with the great club. Oh, wow, really? That was a terrible roll. That was a miss. And a kick. Yeah. Total whiff on that.
Yes.
And then I guess he is going to just try get a shield. I guess I'll just try to kick you a few more times because kick is agile, so it's a little bit easier to do. Miss. And a miss.
God damn.
The thugs are going to
run away in fear.
Pull out crossbows and miss every single shot.
Did they even have crossbows? Hey, they have javelins, actually.
Perfect.
Yeah, but they're javelins. Why not?
We get some little cover because they're thrown through the rallies.
Yeah. I'll say you get some cover.
So let me go down the initiative tracker here with these. Going to be a javelin strike on Benson. Get a little bit of cover. Miss. See, Scarlet Triad Thug number two. Miss. Scarlet Triad Thug number three. 32.
That's my AC.
Sure, AC.
Oof. Because you can't pull up your shield because it's dropped.
Let me see. Oh, wait, let me see something.
Be kind of cool if Benson just had ability like, oh no, the shield's falling. I can command it to my arm.
Oh, interesting. Hack attack says the thug deals an extra 1d8 damage to any creature that's within reach of at least two of the thug's allies. Does not say melee. So looks like this javelin's going to get a hack attack damage.
Yeah.
What? Just a little d8. It's a cool ability. It's a little d8, but, you know.
23 points of piercing damage.
Wow.
Why don't we go?
be a monster. You'll get it.
Jake, my next character is a monster.
I abandoned my humanity.
I want creature abilities.
His name is Jacob.
Scarlet Triad Thug number 5. Natural 20.
Oh my gosh.
You're only rolling like 18 attacks a fucking turn.
It's a round.
If I also got to roll 18 fucking dice a turn, I'd probably get back to 20s.
This one sucks too. Piercing your same. Bicep wound. The target is enfeebled 1 until healed.
Oh!
Ooh.
Now I can take care of that.
But double damn. That's my fault.
Is that critical damage?
Yeah, double damage.
Alright. With pack attack on, because I get to add that. Cool. 32 points of piercing damage.
Awesome.
The last thug is going to throw...
Wait, hold up. Wait a second.
What?
Didn't you roll a 32 on John?
Two attacks ago.
But he gets cover because the extra plus one, so that would have turned into a miss.
I guess it would.
Yes, it would.
Oh, yeah.
Because cover. Okay, so give yourself back the 23.
Thank you very much, Tim.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thug number 6.
Jesus. Just looking
at it. This combat's going to last at least 10 episodes. And 90% of them are going to be just Jake's rolls.
I'm having fun, guys. I don't know.
Well, you know, we're happy about that.
Yeah. as a 32, which we now know is a miss, actually.
Is because thank you very much.
And then the last thug here is good. He is the guy like way in the back, so he's gonna come up here and be like,
"Yeah,
yeah." He's like way in the back behind all of his friends. He just didn't get up there fast enough.
And they're all hitting on Benson.
Yes. Wait,
which was the guy that stole the money from the tables?
you don't see a guy with a bunch of money. So if he's here, he does not have it on him.
He stowed it somewhere.
And that's a miss there, Benson, on the last attack.
Thanks, sweet Christ.
Kezra, it is your turn.
Awesome. Shake and bake, Kezra.
All right. Kezra raises his hand. Just a blaze of fire appears. And he fires out a blazing bolt at the two bruisers and the thug to the middle north.
Like middle,
all of these will be against reflex DC.
Okay,
and I guess that bypasses cover because you don't add cover to reflex. And
that is an interesting.
And the multiple attack penalty doesn't increase until after all three bolts go. So these will be.
I know that one. Not the cover's going to matter because that significantly lowers their to hit. But, go ahead. Right. We'll see if it matters. How about that?
Just roll nat 20 skill and we'll be good.
I rolled a 6, a 7, and an 8. So this will be...
I was going to say, what are the totals?
One of them's 18. Sorry. Okay. So, yeah, in order, the 18 is going to go against the sickly bruiser. So that will be 37 against reflex DC.
37, that is a critical hit against him.
Thank God.
The 6 was actually a 9, so that is 28.
28, so that'll be a hit.
And then a 26.
Against 26.
The thug.
That will be a hit.
Sweet.
As well.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Wow.
So the two guys take the regular damage, and then the
Okay.
Crit fail for him. So this is gonna be 18 damage. 4d6.
Okay, 18.
36 on the one.
18, and then 36 on the last guy.
Very solid.
That was really solid damage.
Oh my gosh.
Nice second level spell, and that was 3 actions.
That was 3 actions. Okay. Sir Benson Black.
I'm going to pick up my shield.
Two attacks of opportunity.
That's what I figured.
First one, this is the one that is still sickened, so he's still got those negatives from that. That is going to be a 31 to hit.
Miss.
That's a miss. And then the other guy that is not sickened, he's feeling pretty good, feeling pretty all right. Natural 20.
Good lord.
Fucking damn it, man.
You can't do this to somebody else, man.
Let's just be thankful this isn't, like, a harder fight in this quarry.
What do you mean? This is a pretty fucking hard fight.
It could be giants.
I don't know if you had... I know you haven't been crit 4 times in one round. But
I say from the back of the room with my no damage.
I know. I say this at least once a year. You guys are like, oh, these fights are easy. You guys aren't fighting.
John, this just goes to show how underappreciated you are.
Yeah, I know.
We all appreciate
all right, it.
Alright, so this is bludgeoning again.
We love you, John. Yes, it's the
poor John. Feeble parry. The target drops one weapon it's wielding, determined by the GM.
Awesome.
Oh my god.
No,
freaking way.
Double damage.
Alright. So, crit damage.
So you've had your shield knocked out, you've had your bicep pierced, and now you've had your hand crushed.
Alright, so first off, there's 56 points of bludgeoning damage.
Cool.
Jeez.
And then I'm going to roll a D100. John, you decide what's high and what's low.
Well, I'm only holding one other weapon. Wait, what?
Well, no, because you picked up your shield. So you technically have your shield and your sword on you right now.
Oh, yeah. You complete the action.
Yeah.
Complete the action.
Okay. I'll drop my shield, but I'll pick it up again.
Well, this is what I'm saying, is that...
It's randomly determined.
It's randomly determined.
Oh!
No, but, I mean, honestly, yeah. Into whichever one gets knocked out, he's just going to pick it up.
Yeah.
So I don't really know if it matters. Okay, yeah.
You're getting knocked out.
gets knocked down. I'll just pick it up again. All right. Well, yeah, so it doesn't matter. So you spend one action to pick it up, drop it again, and then you spend the other action to pick it up.
And
so.
Then I cast Lay on Hands.
Woof.
That's...
All right.
You lose the Enfeebled, though.
Yep.
Oh, that's true.
And you gain 30-something health.
Yep. And I'm going to lose that really fast.
Well.
Grimshaw.
All right. Grimshaw is looking... He's tapped on focus points because of the debacle that was the last fight. But the two enemies before him have already used the reactions, so he's going to... He's going to roll up his sleeve and he's going to activate his faith tattoo. And he's going to get a nice, sweet, sweet bonus to your health. That is what they call it. Restoration healing of the third level.
Oh, I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, man. Once per day.
Well, God
bless
you. So that is
a 3d8 plus 24.
Also, I'll take it.
It's God bless you, specifically his God.
Yeah.
God is blessing
you. God is blessing you.
34 points of healing.
I'm going to survive at least two more turns. Just mean the bruisers. I don't mean any thugs.
Yeah. And that was two actions to do that. With my last action, I'm just raising my shield again.
All right.
That's it. That's my turn. I don't got nothing else.
Oh, good.
Okay. So he is, his hunted prey is on him now.
Yes.
So he, is going to take a two action to use his bow. Hopefully hits.
Get the weak one.
I was gonna say, he is still sickened. I didn't bother to use the actions to get rid of it, so.
33, the hit.
33, that's a hit, my friend.
Beautiful damage. Let's go. 29 points of damage.
29 points of damage.
God, he's still up.
Please describe your kill, actually.
Oh, God. I was like, oh, my God, how's he still up?
He had 28 left.
Oh.
Yeah, so, you know, after getting smacked, trying to get through him and all that stuff, like, he tumbles back, gets right next to Kezra, sees Kezra shoot off multiple things, and then he immediately just lets one fly and just... scales of like right inside the neck and just heals over. And now there's only seven more. So
that's seven more, guys. Just do the 7%.
Seven more. Beautiful.
You're right on that mark.
Yeah, I'm getting there. Yeah, I just need that one fucking ability, you know, the one that I shoot.
The rain of arrows.
I'm currently trying to siphon all the blood back into my body.
I'm just trying to learn how to use that ability, and it's just not working.
Where do I find one of those archers I can do that? I need to learn that.
Final action. He's just going to hunt prey on this guy.
All right.
Fimir is finally in the room.
Yeah.
Just in case.
All right.
No, it's cool. Take your time, you big fucking bird.
He's trying.
Right. This is the Scarlet Triad Bruiser 2. So this is the one that's pretty healthy. Mm-hmm. So he is going to... he doesn't like his friend being dead. So what he's going to do...
What are you going to do about it?
He can go back in time and choose a different life.
he drops the club. Is that an option?
Believe in the Chrono Worm. Put your faith in the worm.
He points at Benson and goes, "This guy's got butterfingers. Get him." Not with that though. That is a miss. I'm rolling really low on the club for the pummeling flurry here.
Yeah, you always roll well on the kick.
I know.
Like,
I know.
It always.
The kick's always funny.
Got gold shoes on.
Go ahead.
Oh my gosh.
Tim said I always roll great. It's his fault.
Damn. No, it's your fault.
All right, this guy roundhouse kicks you, and you get a dazing thud. Target is stunned one. Double damage.
All right.
Well, did you say stunned one?
How long?
It's just one action. You lose an action at the start of your turn.
Yep, you lose one action next turn. There's going to be
liberating step.
42 points of damage.
It's going to be 29 points of damage.
I would be dead right now if they didn't get a bunch of healing pumped into me. Okay.
And then he is going to... one action to do that. He didn't hit with the club, so he can knock you down. Okay. One action to do that. And then he is going to take a step here. So he is surrounded by the dwarves.
And they surround him and beat him. They are weak.
So they are plugging up the hallway here, so that way you guys have to come in contact with at least three of them if you want to step up. And I'll see you guys next week.
Just keep getting kicked in the dick.
Hey everyone, Jake the GM here to remind you to follow us on all of our socials to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content, check our Twitch and YouTube channels as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you in the next episode.